Okay, and let's take another call. Cheryl is calling all the way from New York. Hello, Cheryl.
Yes, hello.
Yes, thanks for your call, Cheryl.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a 15-year-old daughter who's been sick for a couple of years. It started with her feet, and she has been diagnosed to be hypermobile, so she's very flexible.
Uh-huh.
And she actually did have a surgery from a podiatrist, and we had traveled to a hospital for special surgery, a whole bunch of doctors, ended up getting a titanium bolt on the outside that has made her feet secured. She's fine. You would never look at her, and you'd never know anything's wrong. Her back has also been an issue. It was an issue when the feet hurt, but it had to take a back seat. She has been doing physical therapy for over a year. She has been out of school for the last 3 weeks. She has been now put on gabapentin, which I hate, and they keep escalating it. She's up to like 300 in the morning and 600 milligrams at night. We've done acupuncture. We've done craniosacral. We've had many MRIs. The latest is it's been going down the back of her leg. You know, this is the end of the story for now. One doctor, a neurosurgeon, said we should probably do a spinal fusion because she has disc degeneration or and a discotomy, which at 15 to me is a very, you know, aggressive thing. I also have went to Boston to the pain clinic, and they're saying that she has a thing called amplified pain syndrome, which is where your brain tells you you're in worse pain than you really are, but it's real, and it's like a fight-or-flight syndrome. And I don't know if this is nothing in your expertise or wheelhouse, but I'm desperate, and it's horrible, and I don't know where to go.
Okay. Yeah, that might be beyond what I could talk about on the radio. I mean, it sounds like it might be worth doing some genetic testing or genome testing to see what potential nutrients might be lacking. But with the hypermobility, you know, we often give hyaluronic acid, and we try to build up the muscles as much as possible to prevent the deterioration of the disc and the cartilage.
I wrote down the hyaluronic acid. She's been doing physical therapy for a year, and that's where I just keep going. And she goes from 10 being the worst, 1 being the best, or 0. She gets down to like a 5. And then she goes back up, so she just flips back and forth. So it is what it is. And I wrote down the hyaluronic acid, and I appreciate it. I just didn't know with all your expertise if you've ever had somebody else come on and say anything. So
that's such a young age. I would also recommend there's a standard process product that I like called Ligaplex, which helps stabilize tendons and ligaments. Often use that for hypermobility, but it's probably going to take a lot deeper work for her.
I did take her to genetics, and they did not think that she needed to go further, that she, you know, she was hypermobile, but like 6 or 8 out of that test that they give you. So they didn't go further, and they believe she might have like a thing of Ehlers-Danlos, but not, it doesn't come up on blood work. There might be like a part of that spectrum. So I wrote down again, Ligaplex, is it? L-I-C-A.
Yeah, Ligaplex, L-I-G-A, plex.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the hyaluronic acid. Okay. Okay, thank you very much, doctor. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, and Cheryl, one more thing. You might, like I had with the last caller, I would recommend an organic acid test, and that pretty much gives the deepest analysis of your biochemistry. So by doing that, at least you know you've taken care of as much nutrition as possible. And
would you just go to a regular, she's a pediatrician, I guess, doctor, they would know what that means, or do you have to go to a certain place for that?
Well, I would tend to go to a doctor who's more skilled and knowledgeable about functional and natural medicine.
A homeopathic, and I have a chiropractor who's all homeopathic, so I will ask him.
Yeah. Organic acid test, it's called. It's It's a great test, I think, for her in particular to see if, you know, there might be an imbalance. And sometimes genetic things show up that aren't being tested routinely. Most companies don't do an entire genome. They look at certain things, which may only be, you know, 8 to 10 items, so it may not be complete, but that would be more complete, I would say.
Okay, thank you so much. I will do that. I appreciate your time.
You bet. All right. Thanks for the call, Cheryl.